最近读经的进度在读哥林多后书。
Recently, our Bible reading program has led us into reading
哥林多后书 Second Corinthians.
Oh, Second Corinthians. To reading Second Corinthians.
那哥林多后书的第八章到第九章，教训我们一个道理，叫做均平。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, it does talk about a concept of equality.
我们看哥林多后书的第八章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书的第八章第13节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 13. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened. 14.But by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance may also supply your lack, that there may be equality.
这个地方提到马其顿教会他们要帮助耶路撒冷教会。
Here Paul writes about how the Macedonian churches were going to provide aid to the Jerusalem churches.
那其实马其顿教会本人他们教会本身也是贫穷的。
But as it turns out, the Macedonian church were not very well financially.
但是他们知道耶路撒冷教会生活很困难他们就很乐意的来捐献来帮助他们。
But they understood that the churches in Jerusalem were experiencing a hardship, and so they were very willing to help in any way they could.
所以在第二节在讲马其顿教会有两个恩典。
And so in verse 2, it describes the two virtues of the Macedonian church.
第一个恩典就是在患难中有满足的快乐。
One of the grace that is received but in the churches in Macedonia that in a trial of great affliction, there was abundance of joy.
如果神允许患难临到我们。
And so when in affliction, when God allows affliction to occur,
这个患难的背后一定有神的恩典。
There is God's grace behind that affliction.
因为神是爱我们的。
Because God loves us.
神的目的不是要我们受苦。
And his purpose is not to cause us suffering.
神的目的是要让我们的信仰能够成长。
But rather, his purpose is to help our faith grow.
所以有时候生活太舒服、太平安的时候，我们根本就不会去想信仰。
And so sometimes when life gets a little too comfortable, we don't spend any of our time thinking about our faith.
那遇到患难，我们人才开始认真去追求信仰。
But when we encounter affliction, then our attention is turned to pursuing our faith.
所以患难中有喜乐，我们在患难中会感谢神。
And so when we experience joy in affliction, that we might express our gratitude to God.
那第二个恩典。
And the second grace.
在穷乏之间显出乐捐的厚恩。
That in the Macedonian church's deep poverty abounded the riches of their liberality.
虽然很穷但是很乐意的奉献来帮助耶路撒冷教会。
And so although they were poor, they were very willing and enthusiastic to donate and help the churches in Jerusalem.
我们在这个社会上也有均平的这个道理。
And so when we look at society, there is that concept of equality.
社会上的均平就是用纳税、抽税。
And one facet of equality in society is taxation.
Yeah, 所以你看有的收入高的他纳税的比例很高。
And so, for example, those who have a higher income are at a higher tax bracket, and so they pay a higher proportion in taxes.
所以他纳税的数目很大。
And so the raw amount of taxes they pay is quite large.
如果一个人的收入已经降到贫民线以下那他的医疗他的生活全部都政府照顾。
But if a person's income is below a certain living standard, then their needs, their daily needs are covered by the government programs.
所以那个纳税来照顾收入不足的人，这也是均平。
And so taxes are collected from those with more in order to fund government programs for those who have less, and that's a form of equality.
那社会上的这个均平跟圣经里面讲的均平到底差在哪里？
And so what's the difference between the type of equality that pervades society versus the one that's discussed in the Bible?
社会上的均平是人定出来的一套制度。
Equality that we see in society is implemented through a set of rules by people.
所以这个里面有很多的规条。
And so we'll see all kinds of these regulations.
那有规条就有漏洞。
But the thing with regulations is when you have regulations, you'll also have loopholes.
那有时候人做的不甘，心里不是很甘心情愿啊。
And so because of this, sometimes the giving is not so willing.
所以有人说活在美国，中产阶级最辛苦。
Some people might say that being in the middle class is really difficult in the United States.
因为你如果很有钱，纳税很多，你还剩很多。
Because, for instance, if you're very wealthy in the upper class, even though you might pay a lot in taxes, you have a lot of money.
但是中产阶级，你税一纳下去，扣下去以后，我们剩下的钱就不多。
But in the middle class, after you've taken out the taxes, then the amount that you're left with is not very much.
但是如果收入在平原线之下，政府全部照顾你，你就没有什么忧虑了。
But if your income is below a certain level, then your daily needs are covered by government programs, and you don't have to worry about it.
但是圣经里面的均平，它是以主耶稣为中心的。
But the equality that is in the Bible is centered around the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个均平，大家如果有体验、有认识，每个人都很喜欢做。
And so this type of biblical equality, if you have experience with it, it's actually a joyful thing to participate in.
而且会做得很喜乐，很感谢。
And you'd be very willing to participate with joy.
那圣经里面的均平是什么？
And so what is this biblical equality?
14节。
Let's read verse 14.
你们的富足可以补他们的不足。
That your abundance may supply their lack.
这个你们就是马其顿教会。
And so when they say your, they're referring to the Macedonian church.
你们现在还有，虽然你穷，还有一些钱可以捐出来，来补耶路撒冷教会的不足。
That even though you're poor, you still have enough that you can donate and contribute to the causes in the Jerusalem churches.
但是这个不是13节讲的，不是要别人轻省你们受累。
But this is not the same as what's described in verse 13, which is that others are eased while you are burdened.
如果这样的话，我们会做得心里不甘也不情愿。
Because if that was the situation, then we wouldn't feel at ease in our hearts or willing to do so.
我已经经济很难了，我还在哪一处来帮助别人？我就觉得做得心不甘情不愿。
So for instance, if we are very tight financially and we scrimp out a portion to give to somebody else for their ease, it makes us feel uncomfortable.
所以13节，圣经里面的均平，不是要别人轻省让你来受累。
And so the biblical concept of equality is not what is described in verse 13, which is that others are eased on other people's burdens.
那14节，就是均平，就是用你们的富足现在补他们的不足。
But rather, biblical equality is that in your abundance, you can supply the lack of others.
这是现在，现在我有钱，我能够保证我永远有钱吗？
That is to say, at this present moment, I have money, but can I guarantee that I will always have money?
我没有办法保证，因为钱好像浮云，浮来浮去。
And because we can't control our money, it's like a cloud that kind of floats here and there.
那如果我这一代很有钱，我能够保证下一代很有钱吗？
Or for example, if our generation we are financially well off, can I guarantee that the later generations will be financially sound as well?
我们不是神啊，我们怎么有办法保证我们的下一代？
We're not God, so how can we make any guarantees about our next generation?
但是如果我们现在的富足拿出来补别人的不足，那对我们的将来有好处。
But if in our abundance today, we're able to contribute and help the lack of others, that provides a benefit for our future.
为什么？
Why is that?
如果我们14节再读下去哦，使他们的富足，将来也可以补你们的不足，这
Because
就是均平。
In the second half of verse 14, it says that their abundance may also supply your lack, and that is equality.
所以人生要怎么变，我们不知道。
And so how our lives will change is very unpredictable.
虽然这里讲的是指的钱财。
Although this passage deals specifically with money and wealth,
那钱财只是一个代表，还有其他的。
It's merely representative. There are other types of things to consider here.
我们的爱心。
For instance, our love,
我们的时间,
our time,
我们的才能,
our abilities.
我们现在有这个才能，有这个健康，有这个时间，我们用去帮助别人。
That with the abilities, with the health, with our capabilities at this time, we use those assets to help others.
那将来，有一天，说不定你年纪大的时候，你失去健康，神会感动别人来照顾你。
But in the future, one day we may not have these things. We may get older and not be as healthy, and God will move others to help us.
这个就是均平啊。
And so this is equality.
因为这个里面有一个神在里面。
Because God is working in this equality.
所以均平就等于一个保险，但是是神在控制的。
So equality can be thought of like a form of insurance, but God is the one in control.
我们现在有，我们把有拿出去。
And so whatever we have now, we can give.
有一天我没有，神会安排其他的人来供给我们的没有。
But one day we may have lack, and in the future, God can have others help supply our lack.
有没有例子？圣经是有的。
Are there examples? We can find quite a few in the Bible.
大卫。被扫罗追的时候啊，非常落魄。
During the time when David was being pursued by Saul, he was in pretty dire straits.
其实大卫没有错啊。
In actuality, David was in the right.
是扫罗嫉妒他，要杀他。
It was actually King Saul who was jealous of him and seeking to kill him.
那扫罗有个儿子叫做约拿丹。
Saul had a son named Jonathan.
他对大卫很好。
And he was very good friends with David.
他安慰大卫很多好话
，and he spoke many comforting words for David.
供给大卫的需要
，and supported anything that David needed.
所以约拿单在患难中的大卫真的是给了很多。
And so, when David was going through a hardship, you know, Jonathan was there to help supply his needs.
那后来大卫当王了。
Later on, David became the king.
扫罗死了。
And Saul died.
现在大卫就一直想我能够为约拿单做什么。
And at that time, David thought, like, what can I do for my friend Jonathan?
就到处去打听，那约拿单到底还有谁活在这个世界呢？
And so he did a little investigation to find out if any member of Jonathan's family was still alive.
就发现他有个儿子叫米非波设。
And he found that that one of Jonathan's sons, Mephibosheth,
那他在逃走的时候，你跌倒变成瘸腿。
That when he was fleeing one day, he fell and then became crippled.
那瘸腿生活就有困难了。
And so when someone becomes crippled, they could bring hardship to their lives.
大卫就把约拿单接到王宫。
And so David brought this son of Jonathan to his palace.
一生对他非常好。
And for the rest of his life, he treated the son of Jonathan very well.
那这个就是均平，圣经里面讲的均平。
And so this is an example of the type of biblical equality.
我们现在有的给别人，将来我没有的时候，神会感动别人给我们。
That what we have today, we can give to help others. And in the future, if we have lack, others can be moved by God to help us.
那均平有没有圣经的例子？
Are there other examples of equality in the Bible?
我们看《使徒行传》。
Let's look in the book of Acts.
《使徒行传》的第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
32节。
Verse 32. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common.
看到33节。
In verse 33, and with great power of the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. 34. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold.
你看使徒教会啊，一下3000个人受洗，再来一下5000个人受洗。
And so the apostolic church had quite a start. At first, there were 3,000 that were baptized, and shortly after, another 5,000 were baptized.
几千个信徒啊，一定有一些人啊，经济比较好，有一些比较贫乏。
And so amongst the thousands of believers, there were some that were probably more well off than others.
因为有的能力比较强，他比较认真，所以他赚的比较多。
So perhaps some are more capable and have the opportunity to work and have more money.
有的人可能能力没有这么强机会没有这么好，所以他就赚的比较少。
And others may not have that same capability or may not have had the same opportunities, and so they had less money.
但是34节哦，使徒教会里面没有一个缺乏的。
But in verse 34, it says that no one was lacking within the apostolic church.
那怎么可能这个大家所有不一样，但是没有一个缺乏的呢？
So how could it be possible that everyone with their differing levels of economic success, no one would have any lack?
因为32节讲哦，里面没有一个人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家共用。
And the reason is in verse 32, it says that they were of one heart. No one said that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common.
对这个世界来讲，我的就是我的，你的就是我，你的分得很清楚。
In this world today, it's very clear, like what's mine is what is mine, and what's yours is yours.
因为我们每一个人内心有一个自我嘛，以自我为中心，所以你的我分得很清楚。
Because each of us has a sense of individuality, and so what is mine is mine, and what is yours is yours.
但是32节的第一句话，他们都一心一意，这是一个关键。
But a key aspect is in verse 32, where they were of one heart and one soul.
你的心跟我的心是不一样的。
Your heart and my heart are different.
3000个人，3000个心呢？
And so if you have 3,000 people, you have 3,000 hearts.
那这3000个人要怎么一心？
But if you have 3,000 people, how can you have one heart?
只有一个做法。
There's only one way to do this.
以主耶稣的心为心。
That all have the heart of the Lord Jesus as their own.
那均平就做得出来了。
And with this, there can be equality.
所以我们在教会里面，如果这个均平做不出来，我有不一定钱财我有这个能力，我有这个机会，别人有那个需要，我真的做不出来。
And so if we don't have the same one heart, the sense of equality within our church, it becomes difficult for us to be willing to give of our own to help others.
为什么做不出来？
Why would that be so hard?
因为我的心还是以我为中心。
Because in my heart, I am still, it's still centered on myself.
如果主耶稣的心进到我里面，就可以做得出来。
But if the heart of Jesus, if we take on the heart of Jesus, then we're able to do this.
就很自然可以做得出来。
In fact, we would do so very naturally.
那主耶稣的心是什么？
And so what is the heart of Jesus?
我们看第八章，回来看哥林多后书第八章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章的第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich.
这里我们就看主耶稣的心是什么。
So this verse describes the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里讲主耶稣是富足的。
Here, this verse describes that the Lord Jesus Christ was rich.
就是表示他在天国。
This describes his condition when he was in heaven.
他还没有降世为人以前，他是住在天国。
Before he came to the earth as a man, he lived in heavenly kingdom.
在那里充满着荣耀，千万的天使在侍奉他。
It was filled with glory, and there were tens of thousands of angels who served him.
所以天国的主耶稣他缺什么？什么也不缺。
And so this heavenly Jesus Christ lacked nothing, and he had everything actually.
但是当他降世为人，主耶稣有什么？什么也没有。
But when he came to this earth, did he have anything? He had nothing.
连放枕头的地方都没有。
He didn't even have a place to put his head.
他是这么的贫穷。
He was that poor.
他是出生在一个木匠的家庭里面。
He was born in the family of a carpenter.
没有家世背景,
and there was no family background worth noting.
所以虽然他很会讲道, 但是别人一看到他爸爸是木匠,
and so although he was very eloquent in preaching, as soon as people learned that his father was a carpenter, they would disregard what he said.
问是法利赛人,
the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they're well educated with degrees. Like, why would I listen to the words of a carpenter's son?
再来,
and moreover, Jesus, when he was on this earth, received no education, formal education.
再来他长得也不好看,
and he was not very good looking either.
所以一个天上什么都有的主耶稣变成人,
and so he went from the Lord Jesus in heaven who had everything to a Lord Jesus on earth who had nothing.
为什么他要这样做?
And why was he willing to do this?
如果我们看第八、第九节的下半句,
if we read the second half of verse 9,
为你们成为贫穷,
he became poor on your behalf.
你们是谁? 你们就是你也是我, 就是我们大家。
Your refers to you and me, all of us.
他将是为人带下救恩给我们。
He came to this earth as a person in order to bring us salvation.
这个就是他无条件的爱。
And this demonstrates his unconditional love.
然后叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
That you, through his poverty, might become rich.
今天我们借着主耶稣传的救恩跟我们天上的神父亲连上了关系。
And so because of the salvation brought about by Jesus Christ, we are now reconciled with our Heavenly Father. And so we can see evidence of God's grace in our lives.
And
so many of our Christian believers have experienced what it's like to appear to have nothing, but to actually have everything.
真的是这样啊, 你说有什么, 什么都没有啊, 但是 过了一段时间以后, 诶,
and so we might reflect on our own lives in phases where it seemed like we didn't have anything, but upon further reflection, we realized we had everything we needed.
哦, 所以看起来是贫穷, 其实是富足的。
And so though we may appear poor, we are actually in abundance.
哦, 贫穷是原来的我。
The poverty or the poorness represents our previous selves.
贫穷的, 但是, 哦, 确实富足的,
that we might appear to be poor, but actually we live in abundance.
哦, 为什么富足?
Why are we rich?
因为我们身上有神的恩典。
Because in our lives we can see God's grace and blessings.
所以主耶稣12岁, 他就有神的恩典在他身上。
And so Jesus, when he was 12, already had the grace of God in his life.
所以我们今天的生活就是活在神的恩典里面。
And so today our lives are in God's grace.
啊, 如果主耶稣的心进到我们里面,
and so if the Lord Jesus' heart comes to us,
啊, 那这样啊, 我们要来做君凭, 又不是很困难, 不是很困难, 哎,
it would not be difficult for us to practice this biblical equality in our lives.
啊, 我们现在回来看第八章,
let's turn back to chapter 8.
啊, 哥林多后书第八章,
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
啊, 啊, 第八章的12节,
chapter 8 verse 12. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has and not according to what he does not have.
人要我们去做君凭, 最重要是我们的心。
And so when God asks us to practice this equality, what's most important is our heart, our motivation.
世界上啊, 是人看人。
In the world, everyone is looking at everyone else and judging them.
人看人就看你能够拿出多少的数目, 哇, 那很多人就跟着你走。
And so in the world, people look at how much you can actually give. They look at the numbers, and they, based on that, they follow you or not.
我们有多大的能力, 能够对别人产生多大的影响, 那人就跟着你走。
That if you have greater authority or power, or influence, then people are more willing to follow you.
但是当我们在做君凭的时候, 最重要是你的心, 你愿意这样做吗? 你有愿意的心, 就蒙神悦纳。
But from God's perspective, when it comes to equality, he looks at your heart. Are you willing?
然后不是照他所没有的, 乃是照他所有的。
And that God sees it's whether it's acceptable according to what you have and not what you don't have.
所以你看, 寡妇只有两个小钱。
And so we know the example of the widow who only had two small coins.
哦, 主耶稣在看人奉献啊, 寡妇只献两个小钱。
And so Jesus was observing how people donated to the synagogue and saw that the widow had just two small coins.
那个小钱现在大概就是铜板, 如果投到这个木头的奉献箱哦, 会有两升啊, 大概他也很不好意思。
And those, you know, two coins are probably made of bronze, and when you drop them into the wooden offering box, it probably made a very loud sound.
但是当一个人富有的时候，他投的钱是一把的。
But if a person was wealthy, when they donate money, they would donate a handful of such coins.
但是主耶稣怎么讲？
And what did Jesus say about this?
他献的比众人还多。
He said that the widow gave more than the others.
所以神看多少不是数目。
And so when God is looking at how much a person gives, he is not looking at numbers.
神看多少是我们尽多大的力量。
But rather, he is looking to see how much effort we've put in.
他把那一天养生的都献上去了。
Jesus saw that the widow donated all she had for that day into the box.
用剩下的他才奉献。
But those who were rich, they just gave a portion of their wealth.
当然这样也是很好啊。
I mean, of course it's a good thing to donate.
但是寡妇献的比众人还多。
But Jesus could see that the widow gave up more than the rich.
所以当我们在讲均平哦, 不一定要讲很大的贡献, 很大的力量。
And so when we talk about equality, we're not talking about how much or how great of an effort a person puts in.
所以有的人到了年纪大，你说圣工他能做什么？
So for instance, sometimes when we get older, we might feel that there's not much holy work we can do.
有时候我们看到晚上哦，差不多没有老的一辈来聚会。
Sometimes we may find in the evening service, we don't have the older members attending the service.
这个可以了解啊。
This is understandable. Because when you get older, it's quite inconvenient and difficult to drive at night.
但是我们看到年纪大的人，他虽然不能做什么，但是他可以帮别人祷告。
But those who are older, although they may not be able to do certain things, they're certainly able to pray for others.
好像圣经里面讲一个女先知活了84岁。
The Bible describes a female prophet who lived until she was 84.
我们当中有84岁的。
There's some of us here who are 84.
84岁就不简单啊。
It's not easy to get to 84 years old.
结婚7年，她就做寡妇。
After she was married for 7 years, she became a widow.
那你能够期待一个84岁的老人做什么？
And what can you expect an 84-year-old person to do?
她昼夜不停的祷告。 禁食这样在侍奉神,
but she served God by praying a night and day in fasting.
以今天来讲,
and so from today's perspective,
神让我们很健康来到教会,
God has allowed us to have a healthy body to come to church.
为这个慕道者祷告,
we can pray for this truth seeker.
那个信徒灵性比较软弱, 为他祷告,
we see a member who's struggling in their faith. We can pray for them too.
那每天为这些信徒祷告。
That every day we can pray for the members of our church.
虽然我们做的好像很少,
though it may appear that we're not doing much,
但是我们已经做了我们能够做最大的,
but we're able to do the most that we can.
那这个在神面前就是最多了。
And so in God's eyes, this is the most.
所以不要认为我不能做什么，所以我就不做。
And so don't think that because I can't do certain things, I can't do anything.
我能够为教会做的就是两个小钱，这个就是最多的。
If all I can do for church is the equivalent of two small coins, this is the most.
但是如果能够做的比两个小钱更多，这也很好。
But if you're able to do more than the two small coins, this is also a very good thing.
所以均平本身是好的。
And so equality in itself is a good.
那除了这个，到底均平会带给我们信仰有什么不同？
But what other, what does equality bring about in our faith?
我们先来看，格林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
格林多后书第九章。
2 Corinthians chapter 9,
第六节,
verse 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
好,这个地方说,少种的少收,多种的收收,这是真的。
And so truly, if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. If you sow abundantly, you reap bountifully.
哦，但是在社会上哦，在这个现实生活里面哦，有时候少种的没有收，收不到。
But what we might observe in society is that if you sow sparingly, you don't reap anything.
哦，有时候多种也没有收到什么。
But you could also sow bountifully and reap nothing.
所以有时候你看到一个人一生投进去，一直想要赚钱。
And so sometimes you might see people who really invest their effort to make money.
啊，离开家庭，牺牲健康要赚钱。
They leave their families, they sacrifice their health in order to make money.
投入很多啊。
They invested a lot of themselves.
你知道他年纪大，他这真的比别人富有吗？
But when they get older, are they really that much more wealthy than others?
没有啊。
Maybe not.
所以人神如果不祝福哦，你少种的也没有收，多种的也不会有收。
So if God does not bless you, whether or not you sow sparingly or bountifully, you may not reap anything at all.
但是如果神要祝福
，But if God wishes to bless you,
少种的一定会有收，但是少收。
That if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly, but it will be something.
多种的一定神保证你会多收。
But if you sow bountifully, God will also bless you to reap bountifully.
那如果有神的保证
，If you have God's guarantee,
我们头脑算一算，我一定要多种。
If you think about it logically, then you would want to sow bountifully.
因为神已经保证多种会多收。
Because God already said that he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully.
那问题是种什么，收什么？
But then the question then becomes, well, what are we sowing and what are we reaping?
所以如果我们第九章就可以看到种跟收有两个重要的结果。
And so in chapter 9, we can see that sowing and reaping brings about two different types of consequences.
我们看第九章的第八节。
Chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work.
这个地方讲神能够将各样的恩惠多给你，加给你，使你凡事富足，多行善事。
That in your all sufficiency in all things, you have abundance for every good work.
所以我们在信仰生活上有没有一个人常常付出，到最后变成很穷的呢？好像没有看过。
And so if we look at our faith, have we ever met a person where they gave a lot to their faith but ended up with nothing? I think that's a minority.
如果一个人很穷，有时候我们在想，他真的有种吗？
Sometimes if a person is poor, we may think that they sow.
如果种，一定会有收。
Because if you sow, you will reap.
有时候我们在看哦，在美国比较少哦，你如果在故乡有这个井水。
This is not as common in the United States, but there are some areas where in the countryside, there's water that you get from a well.
你看那个井水哦，满到地面上来。
And so when you look at the water level in a well, you can see it coming up to, you know, a certain level.
那个井水可能是十年前、二十年前的。
And that well water could be as old as 10 or 20 years old.
现在你把它拿出去浇花浇水。
If you draw that water to water your plants,
那花也长得很好，这个树也长得很好。
The flowers will grow well, the trees will grow well as well.
你看那个井水已经没有了。
But then when you look into the well and there's no more water,
那真的没有吗？
Is it really no more water?
第二天早上你就看，那个井水又浮出来了。
The next day, if you go look at the well again, the water has refilled itself.
为什么浮出来？
Why did the water refill in the well?
因为地下有活泉啊。
Because there's a source of water, groundwater.
那个活泉就是神的恩典。
And so that living groundwater is God's blessing.
所以你如果银行一万块，你就是把它放在银行。
And so if you have $10,000, you put it into the bank.
一直生利息，可能十年以后还是多一点呢。
If maybe there's some interest, and over time you might have a little more than $10,000.
但是如果教会有需要。
But if the church has a need,
如果其他的人有需要，
if other people have a need,
你拿一部分来帮助那一个人，
and you take some portion of the money to help that need,
这个叫做种。
This is what it means to sow.
所以数目上看起来少了。
And so maybe from a numbers perspective, it might look like there's a loss.
但是很奇妙，过一段时间，你又发现神用这个地方，用那个地方一直在补足你。
But it's miraculous, but over time you'll see the different ways in which God replenishes your lack.
所以又收回来了。
and you will have regained and been made whole again.
所以神会给我们更多的能力来多行善事。
And so God will give us an abundance of ability to do more good things.
因此有时候在教会里面做圣工啊。
So sometimes when we do holy work at church,
我身体不太好，所以我找个机会我不要做。
We might say like, well, you know, my health isn't all the way there, so maybe I can't help out with this holy work.
这样也可以说得过去啊。
You know, that's a reasonable rationale.
因为身体不太好。
Because our health is not top.
但是我们如果很认真在做圣工，有时候，你身体不好，做圣工越做越健康。
But there's been examples where people who had health issues, the more holy work they did, their health issues they got better.
神会让我们更多的健康来多侍奉神。
God may grant you health so that you can serve him more.
这个叫做多种多收。
And so this is what it means to sow bountifully and reap bountifully.
那第二个这个收是指的什么？
What does it mean to reap?
如果我们读第九节。
Let's read verse 9. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever.
这个地方讲啊，施舍、钱财、周济、贫穷、仁义存到永远。我们每个人有两个账户。账户 account.
Oh, okay. So each of us have two accounts.
一个是地上的。
One account is on this earth.
一个是天上的。
And the other one is heaven.
大家都希望地上很富足。
And so all of us hope for an abundant account on earth.
地上的富足你断气了，一毛钱都拿不走。
But the thing is, you know, when you die, you can't take any of that earthly account with you.
但是真的存到永远是天上那个账户。
But rather, what you have stored in that heavenly account persists forever.
那个少年人来问主耶稣，他要得永生。
That young man came to see Jesus and asked how he can attain eternal life.
这很不简单，少年人就在想永生啊。
It's actually pretty rare for a young person to be thinking about eternal life.
主耶稣说。
And Jesus said to him,
变卖穷子，钱财分给穷人，你就有财宝在天上。
And Jesus said to him, you need to sell all your possessions, give it to the poor and follow me, then you will have treasures laid up in heaven.
如果我们移民到美国来，我决定要住下去，我不再回去了，你原来的财产你就会卖掉，拿到美国来。
If you immigrate to the United States with no intention of returning to your homeland, you would sell everything there and just fully commit to your life in the United States.
如果我真的要上天国。
So if I truly am committed to going to the heavenly kingdom,
我一定要把地上的富足变成天上的富足。
I want to convert my earthly possessions into heavenly wealth.
那是怎么做？
Well, how do we do that?
把神给我们的恩赐、钱财、体力什么用来行善。
That we take all the assets that God has given us, our health, our abilities, our time, and then do it to lay up treasures in heaven.
那我们在天上就是富足的。
And if we do so, then we will be wealthy in our heavenly account.
好，那当我们这样来做这个均贫还有两个很重要的好处。
And so as we're putting into practice this biblical equality, there are two other benefits of doing so.
我们读第九章哥林多后书九章的十一节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God.
Sorry.
Verse 12, for the administration of the service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. 13, while through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men.
这里有两个感谢，一个荣耀。
And so here it describes two things for thanksgiving and one glorification.
当我们做均贫。
And so when we practice equality,
我们发现神给我们更多，我们真的很感谢神。
We will find that God is very generous with us and we give thanks to him.
那施比受更有福，那个接受的人他也感谢神，我今天遇到困难，这个人这个信徒来帮助我。
And so it is more blessed to give than to receive. And so when you help someone out one day in your hardship and they help you, you feel blessed.
所以就两个感谢了。
And so there you have two forms of thanksgiving.
做的人得的人都感谢。
That those who give and those who receive are both have a feeling of thanksgiving.
那第三个人在旁边看，哇，这真的是神的荣耀。
And then the third person observing this scenario gives glory to God.
你看真耶稣教会的信徒被神的爱充满。
And so the members of the True Jesus Church, when they're filled with God's love,
懂得能够互相帮忙，互相的协助。
And they know how to help and support each other.
这就是神的荣耀。
We can see that this is God's glory.
好，那最后。 信徒之间的关系会进步。Finally,
by practicing equality, we can build the relationship between our church members.
好，我们看14节。Let's
read verse 14.
好，请。And
by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you.
好，15。15.
Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift.
好，这个地方讲啊，他们因神赐给他的恩。 显现在你们心里，就切切的想念你们。他们是谁？他们就是耶路撒冷教会啊！从马其顿教会接到这个帮助以后，哇，他真的很受感动，天天在想哇，这个马其顿教会真的很有爱心。所以这个两个地方的信徒就连在，因为爱心就连在一起。
And so verse 14 and 15 describe how the churches in Jerusalem are so thankful for the gift from the Macedonian churches that there it cements and establishes their relationship together.
所以爱心有了流动以后，信徒的关系就紧紧绑在一起。
And so when we can see the acts of love flowing between the members, it binds them together.
这个教会真的是一个大家庭。
And it really establishes the church as a big family.
所以均平。 在主耶稣里面是非常好的。And
so equality in the Lord Jesus Christ is a very good thing.
是荣耀神、感谢神一个很重要的方法。It's
one way in which many people give thanks to God and glorify God.
让我们的信仰能够多有体验。
So that our faith can be imbued with life experience.